Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This past season, obviously, as we all know, the University of St. Joe's debuted a men's basketball program, and Hall of Famer Jim Calhoun was their coach. We talked to the coach. We did their games. We talked to the coach. And we became fast friends with two of the really good guys in the media business there, John Mitten and Dan Lindberg from ESPN, who did a documentary on the ball coach, which will begin airing Sunday morning on the E60. It's a four-part series. How were you able to cut it down to four parts with all the tape that you guys got? Go ahead, Dan. You go first.
Oh, man. It wasn't easy, but, you know, we just kind of tried to pace it out as best we could. And, you know, as the season goes on, you kind of just try to be there for as much as you can. And then when your moments happen, you kind of learn what's going to be a little bit more important and kind of what is going to help you tell your story a little bit better. We all know that there were some games that were a little bit more dramatic and a little bit better than others.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, Coach was just trying to build this team and build this. I mean, 17 freshmen is incredible.
It's crazy.
I heard that stat, it blew my mind.
And John, you had experience with Jim from back in your days as an undergrad at the State University of Connecticut.
I did. That's right. I'm class of 04 from the University of Connecticut. And during my time there, I was a student manager with the men's team. So I did have firsthand knowledge, my own experience from what being as close to coach, what it can be like. But truthfully, you know, when we heard that it was he was going to come out of retirement and go to St. Joe's, it was really where. It was the where that really perked our interest with it. And, you know, it's been an incredible journey. And as we said to Coach a couple of times, I don't anticipate this to be necessarily a highlight reel of the season, but more just a story of how everything came together. Coach's life story, what he was before this time, and kind of what this program and what this university has done since.
And the story of a man who can't walk away.
Well, I mean, that's Jim to a T. I mean, Jim hadn't coached since the Iowa State game in 2012, his last game, and he worked for the Worldwide Leader doing commentary. But and I think he saw other guys. He saw Massimino come back. He saw other coaches come back.
Right.
And he said, why not me?
You know, a lot of people have asked us, I mean, the far majority of people have asked us is that exact question is why? Why is he doing this? And he very eloquently lays that out for us. And I think, you know, he can say, he can sit in an interview setting and, you know, be on the radio and kind of say it. But I think in order to really understand it, you just have to see it.
Right.
And I know you guys had a front row seat all season, as did we. And so our job is to try to tell that story through a visual medium and try to let people understand by kind of what they're seeing, kind of what we were able to pick up along the way.
All right, I'm going to take a break here, and then we'll come back. It is 8:45 WTIC, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. on 60.
E60 on ESPN.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's what you said. I understood what you're saying.
Talking in short.
Hey, look, I've understood Jim since 1986. I can certainly understand you.
Okay, it's 8:45.
It's the same language.
I'm Ray Dunaway, Joe D'Ambrosio, and we are talking about a little something that you will get to see for the first time on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Right, on ESPN, it's the E60 series about Jim Calhoun and the St. Joe's Blue Jays, and John Mitten, Dan Lindberg have been documenting the Blue Jays' first season. They've been with us the whole way, too, here in studio on Wednesdays as we talk to Jim, and we'll incorporate maybe a second of that into the 4 hours of the production, but that's fine. That's all we need. That's all Ray needs.
That's all you need, actually, in the audience.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about being rejoined with the Rolling Stones? How that's never happened in my life.
But now
I get to tell my mom that I'm excited about that. Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, having high production values, you can understand that. How many people – now, I saw you two all the time and your camera guys. How many people actually worked – on this project?
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, it's a small circus, honestly. We have a really dedicated crew. We may have had on and off two or three people consistently from Bristol who would help us out on shoots and help us out with digging through some of the archives with Nick Akinfor, Jason Castora, Sarah Kazadi, to name a few. Jeremy Williams was big in helping us. But really, it was kind of those guys and Dan and I from day one, and just trying to rotate and just pick each other up wherever we could. Because this project, the magnitude of this project was one that was going to be a challenge for our group, one that we fully accepted, and we're looking forward to taking it to the finish line. But it was all hands on deck with as many people as would help us.
By the way, just very quickly, and Dan, I'll ask you, but you were talking about, John, you were talking about going into the archives. Now, do you go back to the UConn days?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We go back further than that. You know, the first thing we did with Coach was sit down and just said, and this is what we sold him on. I said, Coach, we're going to tell your all-in-life story.
Yeah, not just this.
Yeah, you're kind of the selling point here. And, and we're going to tell your life story. And because we have to set up, you know, who this guy is, where he came from, you know, the moments in his life that were, you know, pivotal for him. So you can understand kind of why he's doing this and where he's going next.
You, John, as we said, was a manager for UConn in the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
But how much did you know about Jim Nanny, and how much, what was there different preconceived notions about Coach that over the 6 months proved to be, you said, wow, that's not who the guy is or any of that?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the role as a student manager, I think, in particular with a program like UConn, I was certainly much more of a church mouse on that staff than I was someone who was regularly involved in any regular discussions with Coach or anyone for that matter. I did joke around about it, but I think it's the truth. I've come to know Coach on a level over the last year or so here during this project, on a much deeper level than I ever did in the 4 years when I was working with the program. You know, I did know a little bit about Coach's backstory, certainly where he came from. I had a little bit of my own understanding as to why I felt he was the person that he was.
Yeah.
But he really, in a lot of candor, sat down and just took us through times in his life that were just really telling, you know. And we really appreciate the opportunity to tell that story. And I think it's going to be very revealing into the man and to how he got where he is now. And I also think as to why he's moving forward where he is.
Yeah, I think for something that I've always been asked, that we always say, is John and I have been great, you know, partners on this. You know, John's a UConn guy. I grew up in the Midwest. I'm a Boilermaker, so I just was not schooled.
We usually have those after the show.
Yeah. In fact, stick around a while.
Yes,
you brought your dog.
Right, open bar begins at 9:05.
Yeah, seg 2, I love it. So I just didn't. I wasn't as familiar with the history. I was just more of a college basketball fan.
Right.
But I think we've played perfectly to, and I know the audience that we're speaking to obviously is very familiar with Coach and kind of what he built. But we're producing this for college basketball fans first.
Right.
So if you know nothing about UConn and you're just passionate about the sport or Jim Calhoun, we're hoping you like this.
But the point was you were making growing up in the middle of it all, it's finishing, John. But the thing growing up even at Purdue, I mean, the fact of the matter is if you were into college basketball, you had to know who Jim Calhoun was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I guess I knew the big moments. You know, I knew the 99 championship. I knew of 04. I remember the, you know, Big East tournament in 2011 and then the run that they went on. But it's been going and learning the anecdotes that have happened kind of when the cameras weren't rolling and the stuff that happened in practices and, you know, the stuff that happened, you know, with some of the old players. Yeah. That's been truly fun. And again, it's trying to find those moments and then tell a story with them.
What's the hardest part about putting a documentary like this together? Now that you've got everything done, now you're going crazy trying to edit it and piece things together. What's the hardest part?
Schedule is always going to be a grind, but I think more than anything, it's discipline. You know, we're really looking to tell narrative-based storylines through this.
It's a great story.
It is. And staying true to that story and being balanced as you go through it and getting perspectives from the right people and just staying disciplined to what the narrative is probably the most difficult because you can get lost in all the hours of footage.
E60, the Jim Calhoun Project, begins Sunday during E60 at 9 o'clock on the mothership. E60 and the 30 for 30s are probably the two best things that the worldwide leader
do
now.
Thank you.
That's very kind.
Thanks, fellas. It was great. Johnson. Mitten's so nervous. His little girl's out in the lobby.
She's
Robin's fine with
Robin,
it.
You know, Robin is good. She'll watch her. Don't
father
worry.
Of the year and employee of the year are never the same guy.
So it was great being with you guys all year.
Thank you guys for having us so much.
It was fun. It was great
fun. A big
fun.
Part of what we're trying to do.
Looking forward to watching it on Sunday. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.